Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit is reborn in the water. After a few hours of meditating in the shadows and contemplating the images on the altar, the Hermit decided that he should wash away the dust and sweat from the many days of being on the road. He had heard of a hot spring that bubbled nearby that was rumored to be the place where Moctezuma himself had bathed en route to the south to found a great empire. According to the local legends, Lord Moctezuma had had a vision from the deathless gods, who told him that his people were destined for greatness. They themselves would show him the place where his people were to flourish. Mounting on the back of a mighty eagle, Moctezuma had flown ever southward, seeding, it was believed, his people along the great Rio Grande waterway. Finally, he arrived at the Tenochtitlan, or gathering place of the gods, where he was shown a mighty sign. An eagle was perched on top of a cactus while devouring a serpent. It was to this place that he would come all the way from Siquique, the ancient name for the village on the Pecos. The ancient codices had spoken of that place in Spanish translations. Cuando aún no había nada, cuando aún no había luz, se convocaron, se reunieron los dioses allá en Tenochtitlan. That means, when there was as of yet nothing, when there was as of yet not even light, the gods were called together. They assembled way over at the gathering place. Giovanni removed the sandals from his feet and walked quietly among the rocks of a nearby formation. He was gauging the temperature of the rocks with the soles of his feet. As he got closer to the underground source, the bottoms of his feet got more and more hot. Finally, he felt that he was very near to the source. He stooped back and kneeled on the ground, all the while scratching on the soft earth with his fingers. Almost immediately, a water source began to trickle up and became a great torrent. It formed a pool in the natural depression of the land. The hermit removed his habit and slipped quietly into the bubbling waters of the hot springs. He was thinking of the volcanic rock formations through which the heated waters had filtered. He also thought of the centuries that it had taken for the stones to work their way up to the surface of the land, dotting it with fields of lava, basalt, and obsidian. On the way up to Romeroville, he had passed very near to a place called Chimayo, the local pronunciation of a Tewa word meaning good flaking rock, probably for the mica rock that was mixed into the clay used for earthenware pottery in northern New Mexico. As he fell into the rhythm of the call coming forth from the bowels of the earth, he reminded himself of the ancient oracles of Delphi and Dodona, who had learned much wisdom just from becoming skilled at interpreting those same rhythms. A slight sulfuric odor issued forth from the waters. As Giovanni breathed in the odor, he felt himself being raised above the water. He could discern seven beings made of light looking down at him approvingly. They too had no sandals on their feet, for the earth upon which they stood was holy. Like a voice on the breeze, he felt them say, "Make your way over to the city of the holy faith, Santa Fe. There is much work to be done. There is great turmoil in New Mexico as two factions compete for control of its very soul. Go." "But," said the hermit, "who are you?" "We are named Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Jophiel, Barachiel, and Faniel," they said. "We are pure spirits that must watch over all things in creation." As Giovanni gazed at them, the beings became smaller and smaller until they became tiny points of light in the sky. When the hermit came back into awareness, he was lying in the hot springs and he was looking up at the Big Dipper. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.